I'm Christian Zadak, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Throughout the month of March, The Daily Thread has been focused on a central theme, the goodness of God. There are many aspects of God's character, but something that sets our God apart from others is His unfailing goodness. God is good all the time. He can only be good. This is a great comfort to us who stare up into His majesty, aware of our own finite selves as we gaze upon infinity, knowing that this infinite majesty is good, wants good for us, and is moving things toward a good conclusion in the earth. But the goodness of God is more than just a comforting thought. It is the reality within which we live. It is the very reason we occupy reality at all. We exist because He is good. He created us, and He called us good. How do we respond to God's goodness? I'm reminded of the psalmist looking up into the sky in Psalm 8. He says, "When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think about them? Human beings that you should care for them? Yet you made them only a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority." To behold His majesty is to behold His goodness. We believe God set this universe in motion and He called it good. What may seem like an endless expanse to us from our finite perspective is held within the person of God, kept turning and expanding by His goodness. The cosmos are not a sea of chaos. They are ordered and ordained by the same Creator that made you and me. When I consider this majesty, this goodness, what are human beings at all that you are mindful of us? How is it even possible that God notices us among the stars, much less cares about us? But according to Psalm 8, God does see us. He gives us a special kind of authority on earth, not to dominate or deplete its resources, not to destroy it, but to exercise His goodness here, to steward this tiny piece of His creation. Verse 5 says, "He crowned us with glory and honor." Can you see how outlandish this claim is? Consider the stars, the galaxies, all that God has made, and He honors us? He glorifies us? If that's true, what a privilege it is to exist. What a responsibility we have to represent our God amidst His creation. How do you respond to the goodness of God? His goodness makes me want to be good. It makes me want to be like Him. I can do that only through the power of the Holy Spirit as I surrender more and more of my life to Him. God, let your goodness be made manifest in me today and always. May the glory and honor which you've chosen to pour out on me cause others to see your goodness and glorify you more and more. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.